My name is Fred Cottrell. We're here to pay a tribute to Bob Bartosz, to honor a man and to reaffirm our faith, because we believe what he believed. All of you have been touched with his life, or you would not have been here. All of us have a debt that we owe a man who encouraged us in a time when we need encouraging, helped us and was willing to help us in times when we need help, and was not afraid to call on us when he needed help. Being a granddad and liking stories and telling a few, as Bob did, he would probably appreciate this as reading today, because it's about prayer, and I prayed for you all before I came. And, of course, especially the family. A little girl was praying, and she was thinking maybe about a time like this. And she said, God, instead of letting people die and having to make new ones, why don't you just keep the ones you got? Well, God's picky, and he chose one to come and be with him. Bob and my wife are cousins. Their dads were brothers, and their families used to get together and go camping, and I guess both the dads are gone, but up until recently, Bob was still camping. I remember him coming up near Bakersfield where we went to see them out in their motorhome again and talking about some of those kind of things. He's probably organizing a crew up in heaven. I don't know. It could be. But Lucille and Bob often said that they were special cousins because neither of them had any siblings, and so they were that way. And when I joined the family 64 years ago, when Lucille and I got married, and Uncle Rob and Aunt Nellie took me in, and then, of course, Pauline came along, and we all took her in because we thought she is great. She is pretty. She added something to the family that helped Bob a lot. During the course of this time, I talked with a lady just this week. In the course of conversation, I mentioned that Bob had gone to say hi to his master on a very, very personal way. And she said, oh. And then I remembered, because I knew what she was going to say before she talked with me. You see, her son, whose name was Bill, became an alcoholic and addicted to those things that troubled him all of his days until he met Bob Bartosz. When she told me about her son being, because I've been a pastor for a long time, she told me about her son, and I said, well, my wife has a cousin, we better call him. And we called Bob, and he came to see Bill. They got together, and do you know, that fellow's been sober since. He's part of the family business. He's a successful person today. And she asked me if I'd just say thanks to the family for loaning Bob to her to help her son. I wondered what I would say that could better say it than others, and I decided nobody could say it better than what has been said. So I'd like to tell you a little story, if I may. Recently, I was on the television program with Oliver North on war stories, and they asked me, tell us something about the World War II that affected your life. How has it affected you? And I said, well, I made some promises back then, and I've spent the last 60-some years trying to live up to those promises. After the interview, they introduced me to a man. He was a man that was one of the reasons I was on the program, because we had liberated his outfit that had been captured. I never met him because they called us and sent us on another assignment. And after that interview, they introduced me to him, a man we had liberated 62 years before. and I'd never met him. During that interview, I thought, you know, that's what heaven's going to be like. And I can just imagine Bob right now meeting some of the folks that he didn't know he helped, didn't know their name, didn't know who they were, where they came from. And he's going to be meeting them and rejoicing at the fact that God's grace is sufficient for all occasions. Bob was a serviceman, and we who have served salute him. Not only salute him for our service to the country, but we salute him for his service to our master. Laborers are few, and persevering laborers are fewer than that. Men who stand true and hold out to the end are often few and far between. I received a letter 2 weeks ago, and a young fella was trying to find closure. His uncle had been killed, and nobody knew how. Somehow he got my name, wrote me, "Do you know anything about my uncle, my mother's brother?" And I said, "Yes." His last 5 days he spent with me. We talked a little bit, and I said, "Let me tell you the story, how I tell the story when I'm ministering." Lieutenant Sully was a young round-faced boy who came to our unit. I was an old man. I was already 23. And they said, "Cottrell, keep him alive." We sat on the edge of my foxhole for 3 days, and I talked with him. And then we got orders from, because there was a unit that had been suffering and needed some support, and they wanted our tanks to come and help them. And the old man called and said, "Send Sully up." I said, "He's not ready." He said, "Well, this is only a milk run, so send him." I said, "Well, if it's only a milk run, why don't you let me do it?" They said, "It's time." We put Sully in my tank with my crew, with my gunner, and my platoon, and sent him off. He went down the road with the intercom on broadcast instead of intercom. He was so new. And Sully was saying, "Driver, right." And I could see every tank in the outfit turning to the right. "Driver, over by the tree." And he'd see the tanks pointing that way. "Now," he said, "there under the tree, there's a target." And I could see every turret swinging to point at the tree. And then I heard my gunner. He said, "My God, they got the lieutenant." I got on the radio and told him, "Bring him back." Sully had died in my place. He stood where I would have stood. He was wounded where I would have been wounded. He bled where I would have bled. You see, that's a story to tell because that's exactly the story that Bob told. He had a Savior whose name was Jesus, who was wounded for him, who bled for him, who stood in his place, and who died for him. If you want closure in your life, you got to accept that Jesus. And if you don't accept him, you'll never have closure. To you, Pauline, we have prayed for you and continue, and we've prayed together over the years. But the prayers we prayed will still go on being answered because they don't stop now. And love doesn't end here either. And to you, family, the Bible says that a good man's children have a special heritage. And you've got one in Bob Bartosz. And to the rest of us, let's make it a matter of a goal. And let's determine in our own hearts that when they have the rendezvous of the overcomers, in heaven, we'll be there at the meeting. And we'll remember the Christ who made the way. And then I think Bob would say, hey, if you aren't ready, get ready. And he would say, as it says in the message, this is the only race worth running. I've run hard right to the finish, believed all the way, and all that's left now is the shouting, God's applause. Depend on it, he's an honest judge, and he'll do right not only by me, but by everyone that's eager for his coming.